adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, everyone. Hello. Welcome to Pathfinding again.
Yay.
With another Dark Knights.
Another Dark Knights.
In this...
Because it's summer and dark. No one wants to play the winter one anymore, I guess.
Sexy
this
Dark
will be coming
Knights.
Out after the last Dark Knight session or after a string of Reign of Winter, because we're not sure when Dustin can DM again. But anyway, you guys don't care about that, do you?
Both of you.
Yeah, but Ryan's back, Lance is back.
Hello.
Hey, guy.
School's out for me.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, stop school. Talking.
Not out for one teacher, but...
How late are you guys going?
I'm there until June 2nd. The kids are there until May 29th.
Oh.
Oof. Well, sucks for you.
Thank you.
Too many days to count, right?
All right, I guess we'll recap what happened in the last Dark Knight session.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, last time...
We almost died.
Yep.
I was on vacation.
Yes.
I was
last
visiting
time,
my dead friend's grave
site. What were you guys' names?
Circlet,
Colt, and...
Dunkle.
Yep.
The town got a distress call from one of the Majorites from the podcast thing.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm sure everyone in the audience knows who that
it's
is.
It's most downloaded.
Because
I think it's only because it's 5 minutes.
They went down to the town of Digs End. Did some investigating. That was also one of the rumored spots where the Wolverines had one of their satellite camps.
I hate those guys.
And Lance's characters hate a lot of the people in my world.
I think Russell hates the Wolverines more than the other ones. But
it's either I make
Kenny
really
hates those whatever noble tiger swords.
I thought Kenny was in love with one of them.
Well, yeah, she's bad news, but in a good way.
you can
save her.
Yeah, it's like I'm walking through a flame.
You're kidnapping somebody soon.
Ryan knows what. Anyway, they explored the town. The town was freaked out. After some digging and pleading with the town to actually talk to them, they started to explore a cave. They found the Wolverines had the rumored siege weapons that shot down one of the whatever the Majorites had. As they started to explore, they noticed there might have been a little bit more in there than they could handle. And after a string of fun botches on the Rangers' part, they ran out. Seemed like twice as like two different dimensions of running out. One, when they went back to town, Crystal killed everybody, and the other one, she was very understanding. Run around, run with the understanding one.
She's going through menopause.
Yeah. Or keep pause.
Man, they. Works that must experience it pretty bad then, huh?
Yep. Bloodlust! and now we are back in town. We're going to say it's a day after Dunkle, Colt, and Circle came back.
Mm-hmm.
Russell's back.
Yeah, I'm back in town.
Back in town. From his little escapades. What did he do?
What did I do? Yeah. Visited a friend of mine. He's no longer with us.
Oh.
No thanks to
Desna. That's a good thing. Kind of some closure after the Easter.
He threw the ears
in the pond. No. So we're back in town. We're going to start off back in Dark Knight's headquarters.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And my bow, our bows got fixed.
Everyone's bows are fixed.
Yay! Did I get it back?
No!
You broke it, come on.
Dunkle took my feet, he's gonna dual bow.
I need awesome feet.
You can grab some more arms.
Yeah, he has to pull the string back with his teeth.
Could that be a real feat?
I'm trying to work it out in my head. How you and I'm you have to pull one while you hold the other.
I'm imagining laying down and having the bow on your feet.
I'm pulling.
Maybe your teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just growing extra arms.
Anyway.
One here.
Walk in on me trying to shoot two bows at once.
I can make this work. There's some way I can make this work.
Give it back to me before you break it again.
So, you're in Dark Knight's headquarters. Crystal is not here today, so you're going to be talking with Oliver.
I heard you guys had a eventful past couple weeks.
I don't want to talk about it.
Last couple days.
We were in over our head. We went out and there was an army of people there.
Mm. And that's where there was three of us. That's where Crystal actually led a
and
squad
there were
down there.
Things with multiple heads.
Yes. They're like mutants. They
mutant
like goblins.
Oh.
Like two mouths.
I already don't think that highly of goblins, so.
Yeah. And they
mutant
spoke,
goblins don't sound any better.
They spoke undercommon.
Oh.
They had clearly. They were fighting the Wolverines that were there.
Oh.
So there was a lot of battling going on as we arrived, and then we kind of. Walked in on their fighting.
Maybe their stock goes up a little bit now.
Yeah, it's true. Well, they did try to kill us as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
They just hit everybody.
It still goes up a little bit.
Yeah, it goes
Wait,
up
who's
a
this? Who are you?
Yep, there's a new druid in
and
here.
Did you go to school with us?
Yeah, he went to school with you guys.
Oh, hey.
He was druid. Top.
I'm going to call you Nature Boy.
Okay.
What's up, Nature Boy?
Better than dirt.
Nature Boy, yeah. You can't. Yep, that's
what, is it?
That's what we called you in school, so...
Dirt?
Nature Boy.
Okay.
Welcome to our team, Nature Boy.
Yep.
What's up, Oliver?
All right, guys. So, Crystal took a squad down to the south to Digs Inn to try to investigate what you guys saw. In the meantime, she's ordered to give me orders. We've actually going to have you guys stay in town today.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, I can finally
get
my urban stuff.
Yeah. Can we, you want us to go hang out at the inn or something?
Yep, that's the whole venture. Everybody talks to their characters.
It's a lot of role
Is it up in my mind there again?
Yeah.
I have another character.
I'll send you up make another character.
You can just play, Habit.
Yeah.
No.
Why
you know, oh, and by the way, Colt has a thing for elves.
Oh.
What's that?
And I was actually
Oh, yes. You can play the goblin coach.
Who's Colt? Was he part
Colt
of our class?
Colt was Dustin's character.
And then he had a bit of an obsession with elves, and so, yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't make magic. I think he was a...
Some guys just
like
those pointy ears.
He was like a hillbilly guy, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to listen to that one. That sounds funny.
You're going to...
Oh, no.
It's gross.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's okay. You want to take a... We can take a break? If you
no,
want to
I'm fine. No, I'm fine.
Or if you just eat,
I'll just
away
drink.
From
I'll
microphone.
Just drink my my.
I'll just drink on an empty
lunch.
Stomach. Everybody loves drunk land.
Yeah,
empty stomach.
More cannibals, no.
I'm taking pictures of drunk
land. I promise not to pass out this time.
That's my one and only vow.
Well, you're still vaguely conscious. You were a Viking.
It was funny when it was just you and me. Anyway.
Well, what's going on?
So how funny
okay.
is how quickly you can channel it. So,
That's my go-to if I like pie.
So Albert says,
It's always on the surface.
We are kind of having some money issues right now, especially with the southern part of the town being liberated recently from the innkeepers. By the innkeepers, they said that we didn't liberate from the innkeepers. They're still all over the place down there.
I did hear they bought some, took some rights to some property down there.
We own all this. In the whole south of the town is an inn.
And can we just go up to someone's house and be like, this is our inn, you owe us money?
You mean like the mob?
Yeah,
I can do that. They have a protection racket.
It'd be a shame if something happened to your house.
Be shame those Wolverines showed up.
Yeah,
wouldn't it?
Should be. I hear badgers like to sharpen their claws on doors in the middle of the night.
All right, so you just want to go to the south?
So, nope. So what? We have an aristocrat in town that was recently robbed, and she is actually coming to the Dark Knights to help solve the crime.
Wow.
So,
we're actually doing police work.
So, yes. Everyone's like, ooh!
I don't even remember doing very much of that in school.
So what does she want us to burn down?
Now, before you go to her house, I've got to warn you.
Burn down the house. Got it.
She lives in the same district where all the tigers are.
The tigers are the other group.
Like the religious breeds.
They hate halflings.
Okay. Half breed.
Or half breed, yeah, I guess.
And halflings, too. They got half of their name. Okay. So, we know the mayor doesn't like them, but we have not heard, we don't have any proof of them being evil,
okay,
per se. And the only real, complaints we've had about them are from fights they've had with the Wolverines, and a complaint they themselves made when they found a story of their members dead. Dead in the farms to a little bit to the east of here.
Hey, Oliver, do you know what this undead necklace that I have is?
Undead necklace?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Do you want to buy this diamond that I have?
No.
Okay.
Why would I? Onyx gems. You want those? How much?
No, I don't want that. Talk to Tam.
Oh, yeah. Can we go see Tam before we go?
You guys can do whatever you want as soon as you leave here.
Okay. I walk right out.
Well,
the
I assume we need to go talk to this aristocrat at some point, right?
And this aristocrat is named Caelius Kella.
Okay. How do you spell that?
Kaelys. She's an elf.
Ooh, me too. Caelius Tilla?
Mm-hmm.
T-I-L-L-A?
You full elf or you half elf?
T-Y-L. Or T-E-L-A, yep.
Am I a full elf or a half elf?
You're all elf, baby.
100%.
Did you have a crossbow?
No, I have a short bow.
Do you have a crossbow?
I have a sling.
We're going to go see Tam. We can sell him some.
Okay. Just see if they have one.
Dustin's character does.
And just to,
he didn't want
just
one.
For my personal remembering, you gave those magic weapons to Dustin's character, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I ask him to borrow them?
He's gone right now.
Oh.
He's gone. He went back to the farm to help pasteurize the milk.
What?
He was from the farm, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah. He's got to do Dark Knight stuff in the during the day and at night, yes.
What are you a rogue?
He's come back. Yeah, I'm a rogue.
Okay.
Rogue
wizard. That's what Dustin is, too. I gave him some pretty cool knives. Those knives that we found in the Eastern.
Pain and Loathing? Or Hair and Loathing?
Hmm?
What do we do when we're at the Tam thing?
You gave the hillbilly.
Tam is like selling stuff.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You should have left him. He's a jerk.
I'm going
taking
to
off with him.
Okay, so, yep, you guys can do whatever you want. No.
All right,
you got your mission.
I'm going to go with you guys.
All right, let's go check out Tan, and then we'll go see Kalis.
Okay.
What's up, Tan?
Hey, guys, nothing much.
You like diamonds?
Yes, but I hear the girl's best friend.
Well, how do you like these diamonds? I say
that. He calls for the dwarf in the back, which I forgot his name. Like Fairness or something.
I don't remember.
Dwarf. Dwarfy. So he comes out, he kind of does the old dwarf thing that Tabitha showed us by putting it in his mouth and chewing on it. And
what?
Does it taste delicious or something?
Yeah. Tastes like diamonds. Real diamond. He says, probably worth about 400 gold.
Okay, I have 7 onyx gems.
Right, he puts all 7 in his mouth at the same time.
Don't choke.
He says, for the lot of these, you could probably get 70 gold.
Okay. Well, how much are masterwork arrows, I ask?
Masterwork's like, 100 or 200 plus?
Yeah, but you get a certain amount. Like, it's not just for one.
I think it's like 300 plus for weapons.
Yeah,
He'll say you can fill your quiver, which is like, what, 50? 30?
I don't know.
We'll say
you
30.
You told me there was 10 per... Because you told me I had 4 and there was 10 per...
Oh, there's 10 per thing?
40.
It's 302 gold for a thing of masterwork.
Yep.
I didn't sell those.
302 gold for a thing of masterwork arrows.
That's what's... I don't remember being that much.
Okay, well, you guys are looking that up.
Oh.
The one tome is worthless now that David already read. Worth nothing. And the color one he looks at and goes, I don't know what this is.
Well, we could take it to Weird Mask. We might.
Okay. What about all these crossbow things?
Crossbow?
I have crossbow bolts.
Crossbow bolts? What is it, like a gold for 10 or something like that?
Like 67.
He said he'll give you 30 for the lot.
You said it was a gold.
That's for me selling them, not for me buying them from you.
Mm. Gotta make a profit.
Okay, whatever.
So what's she selling them for?
30 gold.
Not bad.
Is that okay?
5 gold a stack.
Mm.
50.
So...
Okay. Yeah, it's 6 GP to the cost of a single unit of ammunition more. So it's 6. So for a thing of 10 arrows is 1 gold piece, so or for 20, so you would have to add 120, so it would be 121 gold pieces for 20 arrows.
All right, 120.
All right, well, I'll sell you this diamond for 400 and I'll take the arrows, and then you just give me the 280 back.
Okay. I'm good.
Cool.
Anything else you DKs want?
You have anything special? Any like arrow or bow type specials
going?
Certain
specials going, right?
I wish I could say yes, but I've been working really hard on this armor for one of those innkeepers, and I cannot do anything any day because he is at my front door.
I saw that awesome thing that you made for him. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'll destroy it. I secretly destroy it every night as we do it. I just like to talk so much.
Well,
what's your read on those guys, by the way?
What do I think of them?
Yeah. I do like the black armor we got because of them.
I can see why you guys like them. I like that they liberated the south of town. Not so keen of them driving out Dakar and his daughter out of town.
Yeah.
Especially since, not Dakar, but Dragon. And especially since Dragon was one of the people that helped liberate the town from the Naga people.
I heard they bought it fair and square from them.
I don't know.
You seem to have a special affinity for these assholes.
That David guy is one of the reasons I became a ranger. He's awesome.
Yeah.
I asked him what this undead necklace is. You know what this is?
I'm not sure what that is out of game. I don't know what undead necklace. I don't know what you're talking about.
Out of character.
No, it was something that we picked up off of the dead bodies.
Oh.
Or no. It was hanging on the wall.
Oh, yeah. It
was for that ritual, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now I remember. Yeah, he said this is just a silver necklace.
You want to buy it?
Okay.
For this.
I'll give you 5 gold for it.
Sold!
Is it like creepy skulls and shit?
It was.
Spider skulls.
No, they found this area and they were. One of the guys was getting ready to do a raise dead spell.
I assume I gave that map of the camp to Krishal.
Yeah, I gave that to her.
And those tomes are gone.
Yeah.
Are my tomes?
Oh, do you want to...
You guys had the same tome. I guess you just wrote it down multiple times.
You want a golden cup?
Do I want a golden cup?
Yeah, you
want
to buy it?
All right, well, give me an offer.
20 gold.
You dealing scrap
now? Oh, wait, no, never mind. This thing's magic.
I think it was 20 gold.
No, never mind. I forgot what this was. Do we need any cure light wounds or anybody?
He's like, that's all right. It kind of smells like piss.
Yummy piss.
Okay. You're fine. Max cure light style, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think we're good on that then.
Nature Boy, I swear we actually do stuff on occasion instead of just waste our time.
It's okay. I could be out hugging a tree or something.
All right, I think we're good. Let's go to see Kalis.
They probably hug you back, don't they?
No.
Oh, what? I thought that was part of being a druid.
You know what? You only level 3.
No, they have 10 secrets.
Is it like
or something?
Is it like Evil Dead?
Yeah, they rape them.
Yeah.
No, it's more heard the word from the nature. It's like somebody of your stance is more suited. Go join the Dark Knights. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like they didn't want to get rid of him.
Just get the hell out of here. We'll let you take your wolf. Okay.
Nature's doing pretty the well out of your own zone, guy.
The wolf's like cross-eyed. Trip me, follow.
What's your wolf's name?
Nanaka.
Manaka? Okay.
Manaka or Nanaka?
I don't know how it's actually pronounced. I always just pronounce it Manaka.
Okay.
Okay. I will never get that correct.
Sound the wolf makes. He's just trying to pronounce it properly. Sleeps. It goes Nanaka.
Good to know.
Oh wait, do we need more rope? Did we use ours? I don't think so. Okay.
Yep.
No, that one's already there. The one that we cut.
No, when we're the Easter one, didn't we use rope to? Get across the... You two used rope to get across the...
I think I took it back, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I assume you probably...
I gathered it, yeah. It's some silk rope. It's some fancy rope.
You have silk rope?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 20 gold or something.
Yeah.
As we walk to the house, I polish my fly glass.
All right, as you... When you guys get about, four or five blocks away from our house, you realize you're in... you enter tiger territory. And the way you know that is their part of the town looks completely different than the rest of the town. It's like immaculate. The streets are perfectly clean. The walls are like all clean. Everyone's like...
It disgusts me.
There's like plants growing and stuff. It's like really posh neighborhood.
I don't like this.
So
I like a little bit of dirt and grime.
Yeah.
How far away from the end is this?
It's about an hour away from the inn.
How big is the city? Jesus.
It is a big city.
Remember, is this typical of the Tiger people that they would have immaculate?
I don't know much about them. I know they're fucking...
Yeah,
they, in out of character, there's not been really a lot of them.
I don't think anyone, yeah.
Okay.
We tried to burn their building down. Way,
way
long
keepers
ago.
Dealt with them a few times.
What is with
guys
and burning things?
They were being jerks.
they wouldn't talk to us.
I don't know. When I first joined them, like, help us fight these ninjas. I guess that's the best argument I'm going
to
get.
You just walk in.
That's true, when he joined the innkeeper.
I just wanted to go to the inn. Kill these guys. Okay. Who am I to argue?
But yeah, the innkeepers know, but honestly, like, not much of the rest of the town has any.
Yeah,
like,
and the only person that really has a really big suspicion about them is the mayor of the town, Kara.
I don't think the innkeepers are fond of him, considering they killed... Four or five of them.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Kenny doesn't like them at all.
David doesn't like them because he's a half-breed.
Yeah. And,
Kenny
well,
is too, but he specifically doesn't like Kevin.
The
innkeepers
also know
his hand.
Yeah. A little secret about him too. So.
Who does?
I think they're horrible ninjas.
The oh, yeah. That they were working with the Drakes?
Naga, yeah.
Okay, so
anyway.
How far away are we from what's their face?
Our characters know nothing, really.
About four blocks.
We're just walking around being dumb. I'll do a perception check once we get in.
There you go.
Is it night or...
It's
daytime, right?
It's day. It's about... it's probably about noon.
17.
Okay.
Why did I sign on for this morning shift?
Ooh.
Oh, it's because I can see everything in the morning. That's why. I forgot.
It is easier to see things, I will say that.
14.
See that dove? See that bird?
It's like way, way up there.
See, I don't know what kind of bird it is. You'd have to ask Nature Boy, but there's a bird up there. I can see that bird.
All right, what you guys notice when you get in this area before, besides the poshness, is you notice some of the citizens walking in this area have various versions of the tiger's mask on. It's either like... cut off by the half here, and then you can see little kids running off like almost like an iPad version of it. You also hear in the distance like some yelling, kind of like a count off type thing. And you hear he's like 1, 2, 3 again, 1, 2, 3 again, and it's just going on and on over and over again.
I want to try to sneak towards the voices and see what they're doing.
Yeah, me too. We'll be back.
And this is the same area where
it's 12 Caleb altogether. Is.
Mine's not great either, but let's see. Stealth. Mine's 15.
Okay.
So 12 and a 15.
Our black doesn't really help us in the daytime.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Do we manage to get over there without being detected? Or
no, everybody looks right at you. Hey, what's up, guys? What's everybody else doing before I say what's going on?
Probably just following the idiots about 10 steps behind.
Ditto.
That's not a bad plan, usually.
Zirko's like, yes, dirt. Dirt knows what is that. I'm following this guy.
Exactly.
Finally somebody with some wisdom in this group.
Only 60. That's mine, too.
Oh, it is? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
17.
16, really?
I'm at 10.
17.
I think with my heart.
You guys come around the corner and it opens up to like a courtyardish type thing. It's like a big open area. And there's probably about 30 of the tigers out in the open. And in front of them is that guy with the gold mask again.
We haven't seen this guy before.
Yeah, you
have. We have?
Yes, during the Easter run at the very beginning when he was leaving.
Oh, yeah, that was the guy leaving. Mm-hmm.
All the ones in the middle look like their age range is from anywhere from like 5 to maybe 18-ish. And it looks like they're going through like...
They're getting our recruits.
They're doing like like drills, but it almost looks like they're doing like yoga-ish stuff in modern day terms.
They're a bunch of monks. Do we know what they're monks?
Our calisthenic program is not quite
You guys probably don't.
Yeah, okay. I shoot an arrow at everyone at once.
You're gonna try a double arrow bow attack.
Guys, I've been training for this moment all my life.
And they all break their arrows in the air.
We're just kind of watching them. They don't seem.
Nope. Like, I mean, also around it, there looks like there's some others just kind of watching. It almost looks like kind of like how today we would go to like. They take kids to a dojo and the parents stay outside and kind of watch.
But they don't. Yep. They don't really care that we're watching them.
No.
It's like a taekwondo place.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. And Chris's house is like right off to the side. You can see it's actually a really big, elaborate gate to her house.
Okay, let's. I'll be like, yeah, man, we're gonna have to do something about these guys. This isn't good. I kind of say to my compatriots. Mm.
No. I'm not afraid of Taekwondo tykes. They can
Taekwondo tykes, new fashion.
Well, just okay, out of this character and into just when we played when we took their masks off before, didn't they like disintegrate?
They blew us.
They blew up.
Again, we don't know this.
I know, I said out of character.
And out of character, do the Wolverines have this kind of training? You guys have observed previously.
I don't think anyone's seen any evidence of that.
Yeah, no one's really gone into the
world. Okay. This is
we know they like to take advantage of people when they're at their weakest.
What we're missing the most important thing is Dark Knights might need to check this up and hire them for some training regimen.
What is this?
Can I outsource the training regimen for them?
I'm going to take a...
All right, so, well, let's just go. I guess there's nothing we can do with these guys. Let's just go to...
Can I try to fashion to like a mask house. So I look like one of them?
You have that... You have that as a craft?
I haven't selected my craft, so yes, mask making is one. I just like put my robe over my face.
Oh, hee ho! All right, so you get in front of the gate. See, the building is of polished black dense wood, patterned with ivy. Of ivy have been carved into the wood and inlaid with silver. A massive bugbear guards the gate.
Bugbear.
His deep red fur is oiled and brushed, and he wears a beautiful breastplate covered with black enamel. His armor is marked with the same coat of arms that hangs above the door, a stylized silver dragon surrounded by an ivy wreath. Welcome to Silvervine, he growls, his voice deep and resonant. You are expected.
Wow.
What I know
this
was...
This is fancy.
What I know
maybe
was...
private security might be a better gig.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah, private contact. We'll start our own, like, black
You guys quit. Hey, can we join you?
What I know what languages bugbears speak?
He's speaking common.
But, like, they're natural. I know, but they're natural language.
Give me... Well, what language do you know?
Common, elven, dwarven, goblin, orc, undercommon.
They speak goblin.
All right, that's what I thought. I'll say thank you in goblin.
Ebar. Which is the goblin. Spring welcome. Allison, that's how goblins act, okay?
Can't do anything about it. I thought they were orcs.
Nope, they're goblin.
I thought about this. You could play a goblin cook if we went to the innkeeper campaign again.
That'd be fun.
I have something big planned for that.
Oh, for the goblin cook? I like the goblin cook.
Hey, goblin cook, we're going to go out adventuring. Would you like to come?
Okay.
Alright.
What are you going to do? Cook! I'm going to take all the bodies you kill and cook them.
Yeah. That'd be cool. You could have like a frying pan as a weapon.
Well, she was dumpster diving when David was trying to do forage checks in town.
All right. We kind of cut out these in-jokes. Back to our other people.
Yes.
No, it's too fun.
It is fun.
Alright, so what are you guys doing? He's like, oh, he opens the gate and he's letting you guys in.
I guess I'll do a perception check.
He's kind of doing like a... I think he assumes you're following him right now.
Yeah. I'm going to follow him. You guys want to do perception checks too?
Really well.
27?
16?
15?
17. Going in, you don't really notice anything out of the ordinary. In the background, you still hear the tigers doing their key practice or whatever. You do notice his armor looks like it's masterwork, and he's got a warhammer, or a heavy flail, and it looks like it's also masterwork. Other than that, like, surrounding the house looks really, really immaculate. There's, like, paintings and artwork all over the place.
Do I think I have enough time to get all that silver out of the inlay? And
no, no possible way. No possible way.
All right, let's keep going.
All
right.
What do you know about these tiger swords or whatever they are? Obsidian tigers outside.
They do this every morning around this time, and then they do it again at night. It's always that gold mask one. They call him the Hand.
Could you tell us like as much as you know about them? Because we don't know that much about them.
I only know that there's some kind of religious place for some new god called Belial.
Oh, like we need more of those.
Huh?
Like we need more of those.
Yeah.
Delilah or Belial?
Belial.
Is your master, or whatever, your employer, is it a she?
It's she.
Is she,
That's enough.
Is she a member?
No. She's made special arrangements.
Okay.
Sexy arrangements?
that's for her.
Please don't mess up on her employer.
He just punched you.
Don't.
No, that was obviously not in game. I would never say that. All right.
So she's made arrangements with Hand to be living this close to their training.
Not
zone?
Hand, the whole church as a whole.
Okay.
Maybe even higher than the Hand.
Yeah.
Have you ever attended
the
one of their services?
The head even.
No, I'm only paid to stand out here for my shift and go home afterward.
You get paid well?
Yes, I do. Cool. A lot better than my brother in the Wolverine.
Oh.
Oh.
So which way is this church? Is it to the east?
The east? No.
What,
well,
just for my information, how much are they paying people in the Wolverines?
I would say you'd have to ask my brother, but I haven't talked to him in a while.
I think he's dead. He's probably the bugbear who killed way long time ago.
Yeah, I think that might have been pre-podcast.
Yeah, I think
spoiler alert.
That wasn't on the podcast. That was the one we did record.
Well, that was before you. This was like
that was
one of our early sessions.
That was when you guys read what you the place that's the
Wolf
Academy
City?
Now. Yeah.
Oh.
Huh. All right. So eventually, after you get to keep doing the small talk, He leads you into a large sitting room where a regal elf awaits you. She's wearing a glamour weave gown that seems like it's woven from dark silver smoke. She has long platinum blonde hair with ornaments of silver and jet in it. She is standing in the center of the room next to a large object hidden under black cloth on the floor.
Classy.
She kind of nods at you and goes, "Ah, the Dark Knights."
I'll say hello in Elven.
She responds in Elven. And she said, like, this big, long sentence and stuff in Elven about, like, woods or whatever.
You know, it's, and then I say, you know, it's not that fancy when we all speak it.
Everyone speaks it.
What race were you?
Okay. Do you speak Elvish?
That's what I'm checking.
What, are you an elf too?
No, I speak Elvish.
You just speak it? Yeah.
And she is an elf.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't know elf.
We're all just speaking Elvish, and Nature Boy won't understand what's happening.
She starts speaking in
Druid. We're told that you were robbed and we're here to help.
Yes, I was. Let me go right here. It was actually last night. Thieves came in and it was very odd. They came in and they kind of beelined it to this one particular item. Out of all these other items I have, they completely ignored them and went right for this one. What it is a marble hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it was part of a statue that was down south in the, what we know now as the Fade, which was originally, or the Weave, which was recently liberated. Long ago, during the Naga occupation, when they were doing experimentations with magic, they had a floating tower in that area. For some reason, which no one really knows why, it was about 80 years ago or so, that tower fell, and the Naga just left it where it was.
It's always a danger of having a floating tower.
Yes. curio from there is the only remnant, and is one of the items that I collect besides all this other artwork and stuff I have.
Was it magical?
I assume it was. I'm not sure what magic it had on it. I know it is part of a larger statue.
Do you know what the statue was?
I know it is of an angel.
How did you get a hold of this piece?
She kind of smiles. She goes, "I have my contact."
Did you get a look at the people?
Yes, I did. And she lifts up the blanket, and there's like a dead guy underneath it.
Oh.
Does
that guy know or something? Did he see him?
He said, "This is one of the people that
they didn't make it out unscathed.
They took it. You can probably understand. I have all of my items." Magically secured.
Mm.
He was not lucky enough to escape with it.
Yeah, he missed his save check?
Yeah, he sure did.
Okay.
I've already had my
personal
cleric came in here, and she cast Speak with Dead with him. And I can tell you the following, what she learned.
Oh, wow.
this girl, yeah. The thieves are... She has a lot of money.
Yeah.
Thieves are trying to reassemble the statue. They came from the south, and they are guided by the wisdom of the past. This is all that he told us.
Guy isn't a tiger, is he?
No,
like Grandmaster.
I don't know.
What kind of race is this guy?
Did I expect him to think?
Yeah.
Can we look at him closer?
Yep. And as you, I want to read the spiel.
My lady.
I want to read the spiel while you start looking at them. I'm confident the thieves came from the Weave. I don't know if you know Mortenburg, but there are few places that were as wretched and dangerous as there. I don't go down there myself, and that's where you guys come in. If you go to the Weave and recover the hand, I'll pay the Dark Knights 2,400 gold pieces. However, if you can retrieve the entire statue, switch gold to platinum.
Oh.
And how much do we get? This is the
kid. Better steady paycheck.
Yeah.
You get to come to work tomorrow.
Yes, we will give that money to them.
So what did everybody roll?
Yeah,
everybody better. Is.
He had a natural 20.
I had a natural.
You're like manhandling the body type thing. Is that what you're doing?
Sticking my finger.
I got a 26. Put it
in his eye, swabbing it to his mouth. Gonna take this back to our lab for DNA evidence.
Yeah.
Is the dress. So while the corpse was dressed in rags, on closer examination reveals that they were once silk quarters outfit. They're stained and faded beyond repair. And going up with the actual body. Looking at the actual body, has calluses, muscles, and scars. It's clear this man lived an active life and has engaged in many fights in the past. He is human.
Okay.
He had horrible hygiene and rotting teeth. His tattoos are largely abstract, but one clearly defining symbol on one of the tattoos is on his palm. And it looks, on his right hand, it looks like a rough, round object held together by two stylized hands. And the internet has ruined me from this, because originally when I seen the picture they gave this, I go, goatee!
What's goatee?
It's where you bend over and pull your ass cheeks apart.
Oh, that thing, yes. Yeah. Gross.
You're getting an education in disgusting, horrible things.
I guess I can show you guys.
Oh. It does look kind of like a
goatee. Can I do a knowledge? I don't have knowledge.
It's a nicer version. It's not really
good. Yeah, I was like, God damn it, internet.
I say, hey, Nature Boy, you look like you know about, you have a knowledge of the local. Do you know what this means? Do you have that? I don't know who has it. Anybody?
He wants knowledge in the local checks.
Nope.
I have no knowledge.
Seriously?
Yeah. I didn't put any points in it. There's nothing specific.
Do you have knowledge local?
I can do it untrained as intelligence.
No, you're not dumb. You just didn't.
I'm not dumb. I just didn't. Yeah.
Or what's going on around you, apparently.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about this town that much.
I say we.
I give a shit about then, here, and now.
I say we. What's it called? You go around and ask people questions to see if they saw anything.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, their information.
Yeah, but I thought there was a word for it, like case the block or something. I don't know.
Oh, I know what Kayla's will say one last thing. She'll say that she suggests when you go to, I'm switching names around here. That's why it kind of takes me a little bit because I'm altering the adventure for us.
Yay.
She says when you head down to the Weave. The Weave or the Fade? I keep saying the difference.
When you said the Fade, I don't remember the Weave ever.
I thought you said the Weave. I know what it is. Anyway,
I know what you're talking about.
We know what you guys are talking about.
I think that's what she calls it.
Yeah, she'll call it the Weave. There is a priest of the Jade Flame down there named Fela.
Okay.
You might want to talk with her. I know she works a lot with these, she kind of sniffs those degenerate people.
Oh, I want to take a quick sketch of the tattoo because I want to act when we're going around.
Yeah, I'll let you do that.
That seems actually on Dark Knight of you.
That's a good idea. Chuck his hand off. One last thing. Yeah, one last thing. You know what this is?
Do you know this head or this arm?
Yeah.
Terror. Franz would have done that.
Franz went last in this place because there's tables all over the place. He would have died. Because he couldn't lift any of them.
This is why we're the A class. They were before we had.
We're the
that was the no class.
Yeah, it was before.
That was just hired help.
So I just can I just do like a general, like I walk around the neighborhood, ask anybody if they've seen anything last night, show them a picture of that tattoo.
Yeah.
Just try to.
What does everybody else want to do?
I want to question Lady. What's her name?
Callus.
Callus, yes, a little bit more about what she knows about these tigers.
Okay.
And
I also had another thing that I wanted to ask.
Are you single?
That comes up, maybe, but...
But you're human. It would never work, because she's going to live long.
Well, not with the tigers nearby. At least it's tigers, I guess. But nah, what if I... I'll think about it in a minute, but that's first...
I want to talk to you. Let me think about what I want to say.
I need to sound classy. But you still have to sound classy.
Dirt and Circle? Dirt Circle? What are you guys doing?
Circle of Dirt.
There you go.
Is that like a butthole?
Yeah, you got that view of it. It was you guys!
I'm going to do something in lines of, hey, Wolf, you can smell shit. Smell that body and tell me which way it came from.
Oh, yes, right out of the
way. Oh, that's a good idea, yeah. So you can get a trail.
We're using a scent thing? Okay.
Yep.
I want to ask, what's her name?
Kalis.
Kalis. How they got in and out. Investigate that.
She says she is not sure how they got in.
Because she has all these magical...
Yep. So
she says she has all this magical stuff.
It's almost like they
it, so
bypassed her. Most of these magical traps, but except for the one actually guarding the hand, the item they stole.
So what would we... Well...
Okay.
So what do you want us to do, bitch?
No, I was going to say, like, they use a teleport spell
so
or something.
So then if they
but...
got in, who's the doorman at night?
Mm. Are you... Are you leaving? You're leaving to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, David.
I'll be like, yeah.
Uncle's not in there right now.
Who's your knight, my man?
So, what do you...
I think
what,
I actually said that.
What does she have to do with... What do you have to do with these tigers that are outside? I heard there's special...
I have nothing to do with the tigers. I just don't want to live in the other part of town until they clean it up a little
they
bit.
They keep it cleaned up for you, in other words. So you have, you
I don't
want to
feel like I, when I walk outside, I'm breathing in dust.
Do you feel that
I was
going to
say horseshit, but I forgot Bloomberg doesn't have horses. Yeah. She starts laughing.
Why is he with you?
It was cheap houses.
Yeah.
I asked that of every citizen.
Sometimes we ask that, yes.
Because of the fabulous inn.
Yeah, she says she came here because of how cheap the houses were. And if you remember, kind of out of character, it's the original party, the innkeeper, they originally came here because they were selling houses really cheap, trying to get people to come.
Nice. Okay, so that was good.
Who's
the
man?
It doesn't say he has a name. It just says they bypassed the night watch.
Let's say his name is Frank.
Okay.
So why...
Where does Frank live? Does she know where Frank lives?
I do not know.
That's beneath her.
Where do you send his W-2s?
That's beneath her. She's not going to know that shit.
Well, maybe the bugbear.
Bugbear right might.
Oh,
wait, I'm not here.
Talk to bugbear about Frank.
As classy bugbear.
Kruthen is the bugbear's name.
So... Could you have hired the tigers to do this work for you as well? Is there a reason that you didn't?
What do you mean?
They just seem to be training up for something, like maybe taking over...
Priest? Hire priest to do it?
Well, they were doing fancy...
I don't know what the hell they're doing out there. It looks some weird ritual stuff. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, we appreciate your business.
Why are you trying to get rid of our business? Why the fuck did you even hire us?
Why did you hire us? You're right. Fired.
I just wanted to find out a little bit more about why she's here, why these... But you think they have nothing to do with this?
She does like a really sly smile. It's like, no, we have a deal.
Okay.
A sexy deal?
Well, thank you, yes. Well, thank you, lady.
She yells out the window, yes!
Elven earring. I go up to her hand and kiss her hand and say, thank you, lady. We'll take care of this for you.
She takes it and she blushes a little bit.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay. And then she immediately doesn't blush when you say that. All right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do have 14 charisma on that. Not super charismatic, but I'm good enough.
Is your charisma above a 10? Damn, son. Okay. All right, so Circle, did you get everything
gonna
you
need to know? I'm going to go join her.
No, I wanted to go talk to Bugbear. Bugbear.
All right.
Are you woofing?
Dirt, what are you doing besides smelling the dirt? Or smelling the guy?
Pretty much.
Just smelling the guy? The wolf is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you try to, like, try to roll the woof and act like you're smelling the things, too?
That would be a tracking one.
I don't know what you would do at it. You could make it both perception and tracking. Same time.
Here.
I mean,
well, here. How about I do this? I'll
I mean, you don't. It's not like
perception check.
It's not like humans have that great of smell.
Train for track.
Okay. All right. So go ahead and do a perception thing. I got my roll.
Like a basic track, or would you make him actually smell it? Because that would be really high difficulty.
I don't know, but I think it's survivalism. I think it's tracking
it. Yeah, they get rolled together.
So he was also. Bonus perception, too, but...
I think so, the scent you do, yeah. That's a good plus two, if I remember right.
What's survival? Plus seven.
This law brought to you by the Ben... 17. Ben Badger.
17. It looks like he's got a scent, but... You can tell that your wolf is having trouble getting it. It's like this guy's got... He's so filthy, he's just got like a whole mess of smells going into it.
it's a whole cocktail
kinda,
of...
Yeah. It's a whole bar of smells going on there. You kind of get the impression with your wild empathy stuff that he thinks we should go south.
Thank God it's not to the east.
All right,
we'll go do... What are we at with time?
Oh, no, I think if we finish up my thing, then
okay.
That should be good.
Okay. All right. So, Dunkle, beep, whatever. We can't remember what he's doing.
I'm walking around the neighborhood.
Okay.
Asking people if they saw anything last night, and then showing them a picture of the tattoo, asking them if they know, if they recognize it.
Right. Every time you talk... All right. There are people here that aren't tigers. Kind of like Curse isn't.
Mm-hmm.
They've never seen it before. Give me gather information. Or diplomacy or something.
Diplomacy? Yeah. Okay.
I'm gathering information.
How should I be imagining you doing this right now? Like, being kind of sly and being nice to people? Or like, hey, have you seen this?
Are you talking to just normal people? Or are you not...
I'll talk to everybody.
You're not being discriminated against?
Yeah.
Okay. The normals you talk to.
Normies, yeah.
The normies, they don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, and I forgot. I also wanted to ask them if they knew anything about the statue. If they've ever heard of it. Like, if there's someone that's lived in town for a long time.
You got 11, right?
Yeah.
No one you talk to has heard of it.
Okay.
The only weird thing you notice is whenever you talk to any of the tigers, they do, like, a weird bow to you whenever they talk. They, like, curl their hand up and do that. It's like... I don't know, some kind of prayer thing, I guess.
All right, so I learned nothing.
Yes.
So I guess I'll meet up with everybody.
They actually seem surprised that someone up here got robbed.
Hmm.
So that's the one thing you can take away from it.
Okay, so I guess we'll all get together and discuss what we've done. And
Circle's still going to talk. Do we got time for the interview with him?
Were you joining me?
Yeah, I'm going to join them.
So you're just starting a conversation.
Jokingly inside, are we going to go good cop, bad cop on this?
you just start talking to Kirsten, who is Bugbear's name. Russell comes out with a big grin on his face, walking out all cocky.
Got a glow.
A little bit of a strut going on.
Okay, so I guess first...
She doesn't even care.
You rolled your eyes when she said that, though.
Before
she was going to say anything, she's like, oh, all right.
Exactly. The first question for Bugbear, whatever his name
Lumber.
Is. Whatever. When he came onto his ship this morning, did Frank give him any sort of indication as to how they got past him?
Frank just said he didn't see anybody in. Come in through any of the doors. He was rather adamant about them not going through any doorway. Because not only do we have more guards at night, we also have all the night alarms off on. So.
Hmm. So none of the guards have seen anything?
None of the guards seen anything. None of the alarms were tripped.
How long has she lived here?
Oh, probably about 5 years, I want to say. I've been working for her for 3 years. I think she's some of the older guys said she'd been working here for 5.
Is Frank one of those people that's been working here for 5 years?
I think so.
So there would be, you would assume that Frank and the rest of the night guard is loyal to her.
Oh, yeah. We get paid enough that our loyalty is kept in check. Kind of like,
is she hiring?
You just come around the corner. Yeah. Is she hiring?
Obviously, you had nothing to do with this, but why doesn't she hire you guys to go?
We're here to guard the house, not.
Okay. She doesn't want anyone leaving her.
Yeah, she doesn't want
them away.
A repeat.
And protect her. Okay.
A repeat.
Sounds like we're playing outside.
Do you need to close that?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Enjoy the atmosphere of birds.
The birds.
Yeah.
All right, so, well.
Let's see. That's going on in the background.
Have you heard any talk among the people in town or the people where you live of any sort of revenge against her or any sort of dissent against her?
Nope. Not a lot of people talk about her. She's not exactly well known among the people that aren't in her circle, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. I'm
always among the upper crust of this society. Can we go see the location of where this hand was?
He says, no, I'm not allowed to take you there.
We're not allowed to see where the scene of the crime was?
No.
Can you sure?
Yes.
What about now?
Can we ask her about that?
Sure.
Okay. I go back to go talk to her about
it. She says no.
What? How are we supposed to find out if...
I gave you all the information that I know.
So why... But why can't we see the room that it's in?
I'm not letting you in there. I'm sorry.
Okay.
My other items are not to be seen by other people.
What's the use of having
items?
What's the use of having a collection if you don't want
to
show anyone?
Examine the doorway to this room.
What's that?
Can we examine the doorway of this room?
No.
Okay.
I think we need to go south.
Hey, yeah. You are paying us enough that I'm not going to worry about that right now.
And just so you guys don't think I'm being a dick, it actually says that she says that when you guys ask that particular question.
I didn't
get it either. I was like, okay.
All right. She must have some fancy stuff in there.
To the south!
What's the nearest part that we can examine?
The exit.
The exit. Okay. All right.
All right. I think we'll head south, and that'll end this episode.
Dark night. Oh, I see what you
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.